Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes.
A young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ Newstar.
Yes!
DJ Newstar.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Hello, little boy. I'm Suzanne Carlton from Action News on Channel 8.
Hello, I'm Jonathan.
Well, Jonathan, I really like your face paint. Are you having a fun time?
Thank you. They've done an amazing job. I'm a zombie. I wanted to be a lion, but they ran out of every color of paint except for black and white. So, as it goes, I'm a zombie.
Wow.
Well, as far as fun goes, yes, I'm having a lot of fun. This is much better than last year. The cotton candy's better, there's better rides, but I have to say the greatest addition would be the terrapin exhibit. I mean, these tortoises are graceful, and they're going to outlive you and me. When I think about it, I even get a little misty, too.
Hold on a second, Jonathan. We're going to go live in a few seconds. Would you like to tell us about it on tonight's news? All your friends will see you.
Of course. You might not guess this of me, what with my face painted as a startlingly realistic zombie, but I've always wanted to be an anchorman on the news. This could be a great thing to put on my reel, you know, when I start my job search.
Job search? You're only 7 years old.
All right, we're on in 5, 4, 3.
Okay, we're back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
I don't believe this shit.
I like turtles.
They're the world's most fearsome fighting team.
We're really hip.
They're heroes in the half shell, and they're green.
Hey, get a grip.
When the evil shredder attacks,
yeah,
these turtle boys don't cut them no slack.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No.
Leonardo leads, Donatello does machines.
That's a fact, Jack.
Raphael is cool, but rude.
Give me a break.
Michelangelo is the party dude.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Heroes in a half shell.
I like turtles.
Shut up.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo's been touching.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. No. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Shut up. Oh, yeah. Welcome, everybody, to the DJ New Style Show exclusive Tuesday night programming on ThereIsNoRadio.com. That's right. You've heard this many times. But before I get to any of this bullshit, a little song from a little band from a blah blah fucking blah blah blah. Rammstein. That's right. Rammstein. I like turtles.
Wollt ihr dann auf uns garen untergehen?
Yeah. Holy crap. Welcome, everybody, to the show that hopefully ends in 2 hours. The DJ New Style Show. That's right. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening and blah, blah, blah. Over and over, it's the same thing over and over again. And speaking of same things, we've got a becoming familiar co-host on the show here. It's Germ Freak. Germ Freak, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Yeah, you just stole my intro style by saying buddy. You said, what's going on, everybody? And I said I said that, like, 2 seconds before you did. Does that bother you at all that you are? Does it bother you at all that you're stealing my intro by saying everybody?
Not particularly. I didn't give it a second thought.
Oh, well, maybe you should.
Well, not that important.
No, huh? No. Well, Jerm, I want to welcome you to the show first of all, and I hope you had a safe and happy Labor Day.
I'm still here, so I guess it was safe.
Oh, well, it was pretty safe. You didn't party too hard, did you?
I didn't party at all, so how do you like them there?
Do you even get a Labor Day, Jerm?
I
mean, you're self-employed. You're a real estate whatever. Appraiser? Is that what
yes,
it is? I keep
that's
forgetting.
Correct.
I keep forgetting your fucking your job title.
Well,
I didn't mean to throw a profanity in there, by the way. I know that you get a little uptight.
I get a little antsy when you throw profanity when Pony's in the room.
Pony is our friend here from Pal Talk. She has a red name, and that means she's powerful. But she's also a woman, and that means that you want her to be respected. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So you think that women command tremendous respect at all times?
No, not necessarily. It depends on the person, but you know, I know Pony is a little older than us.
How? Whoa, hold on. Now that's not polite. Don't bring this old cunt's age into the picture here.
You know what? That's how could you?
I'm just kidding. She's a lovely lady.
Okay, I've never met her, but she seems lovely. So I just feel a little awkward when you use profanity when she's in the room. I cringe.
You said it yourself. She's older than us.
Yeah, I said
significantly,
she's older than us.
Significantly older than us, and you said that bag of bones cunt isn't going to be alive to receive her last Social Security check anyway, so why don't they just give it to you? You were just complaining up and down.
That's totally fictitious.
You were talking about how Social Security is going to be done by the time it gets to you because of her.
I said nothing of the sort.
You said that that you hoped she never reproduced so that there wouldn't be young skeletons walking around?
Pony, if you're listening, it's total lies what he's saying.
It's not. It's the truth, Pony. I'm looking out for you. I respect you. He puts on this facade that you shouldn't swear in front of Pony. You shouldn't swear because he's acting like you haven't been on the earth for, 50 to 70 years, and you haven't heard these words that I say and these foul things. You haven't been around long enough, apparently, in his eyes, to have learned these things. Jerm, why? Why can't they hear these?
It's just a matter of respect. You know, some people, listen, I curse like a truck driver in my own home, just like most people, but when you're in public, you know, you don't know if some people are offended by the curse words, so you don't want to offend people. So, you know, you put on airs, you know what I'm saying there, Chief?
Yeah, I know just what you're saying there. You do like to yell every now and then.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, when I hit my finger with the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right, go ahead.
I don't know what you want.
Yeah, I don't know, Jeremy. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I hear you.
You do yell, though.
I yell. Who's there? Answer the door! Answer the door! There's somebody at the door! Donna! Answer the goddamn door!
That's every single one of our prep sessions, which we haven't really had a whole lot of. But that's you in your basement... yelling up to what will soon be a woman who will command your respect, according to you. Answer the goddamn door! There's somebody at the door!
That was recorded without my knowledge.
No, you knew full well. And after I told you that it had been recorded, you agreed to have it played in all facets.
This way you can see how miserable my life is.
Just a little bit. You just get a little glimpse into your private hell. So, Jerm, I like most people, attended more than one picnic on this Labor Day weekend. I got out early on Friday, had a half day at work, was really, really, really pumped up. And then Saturday I went down to Old Bridge, New Jersey, just around the corner from where you are. Just around the corner from Casa del Germ Freak. And I attended a picnic of a coworker of my girlfriend, and I knew nobody there. And absolutely no one there. You ever you get put in that situation?
S- So were you clinging onto your girl the whole time?
I don't do that. I try to encounter people that are strange. People, if you can't tell by my choice of co-host tonight, I try to encounter people that are odd, that have foibles, and I try to mingle. But I ultimately did end up clinging to her a little bit. But the thing is, she didn't know anybody either.
Well, why even attend?
Why attend? Because she was under the impression that some of her other coworkers would be there, where in fact it was merely just a collection of her neighbors and friends. She knew the person who was throwing the party. That's it. That person was all over the place, taking care of it, making some great food, might I add. Great food. Incredible.
How long were you there before you started nudging her to get the hell out of there?
5 minutes.
Okay.
But we stayed for about three hours or so.
All right. Very good. Very good. Well,
I did the old little nudge. And I'm like, hey, you know, I'm ready to go whenever you are. You know, not if you don't want to go. If you don't want to go, then, you know, it's up to you. But, I mean, if you really, you know, want to get the fuck out of here, we can do that, too.
You see, I would just sit there with a puss on my face until she left.
You would just mope until whatever you wanted came true.
I would mope like a little child. I would just not even smile, not even, I'd be like a mute.
I don't know anybody here, get me out of the goddamn party!
That's right. I'd just sit there with a puss on my face until she got the point. And then we leave.
Hey, to the door! There's somebody at the door!
Is that what you yell over and over and over again when you throw a party? When people come over?
Oh, well, I have to put signs up in my house when people come over. You know, I put signs, you know, no shoes allowed in this room, no shoes allowed in that room, things of that nature. So I put signs up when people come over.
Yeah. It's, I don't know, I don't, you put signs up, like, so they can find your house?
No. I have some rooms that are carpeted. I don't want people walking with their shoes in the carpet, so I put signs as they enter the room. I say, no shoes allowed. Thank you.
Now, what are the signs made from? That's what I need to know.
They're just, you know, paper.
Just paper. So you scrawl something out minutes before they get there.
Well, I do it on a computer, but yeah.
Barb is checking in. She says that the signs are made from germs.
Yeah, germs hold them up.
That's true. You don't even have to put any adhesive on. You just stick them in your germ-ridden... Your germ-ridden door.
Okay.
So I don't know, when I have people over, I hang out for a little while, and eventually I will retreat. I will go to my own private area, whether it's, you know, the downstairs or whatever, whether it's the TV room, and I'll just hang out there and kind of let everybody figure it out.
I'm right with you, buddy. I'm always with me. It's my basement.
But I don't leave like a trail of popcorn so they can find their way to shit. I greet them. You seem to have all these instructions and post-it notes and shit laid out.
No. It's nothing like that. Just protocol. And I also have a sign for the patrons to make sure that they must wash their hands before leaving the bathroom. Things like that.
All right. Now, I mentioned before that there was some great food at this picnic. Now, I normally enjoy a decent picnic food, but there was there were some things that I don't normally get to have in this environment, this setting, like the pierogies, the stuffed cabbage, sausage and peppers, just very, very good stuff. And they were out there in the little metal tins with the Sterno heaters under it.
Okay.
Now, I'm thinking, since we've been doing this show, the last few episodes you've been co-host, it's now made me look at everything with a slight point of view of a nutcase like you. What would they think if they were doing what I'm doing right now? So I'm thinking, you know, I'm okay to grab a paper plate out of the stack, grab a fork that's been sitting out there, go reach in and pull out some fucking pierogies or whatever, and put it on a plate. What do you ever engage in the eating of these picnic foods?
I would never have eaten a thing over there. If I'm not going to eat anything, if I don't know who's making it, what? So I would have sat there and starved.
You would have just sat there and
I would have sat there starving with a piss on my face.
So, but is the puss on your face because you're starving or because you want to go? Like you said before.
It's both. I mean, that, you know, I just not eating adds to the fervor of my aggravation.
Jesus.
Yes. So let me ask you a question. Was the mouthpiece up or down?
that some were up, some were down, indicating that they weren't all put in at the same time.
Right, exactly.
Like, and they weren't matched. Like, so they may have found some ones in the drawer or whatever, and they threw them in there. But I don't care about that stuff, so I'll just pick it out, whatever. Yeah, I grabbed
like
one where the, like what?
Like an animal.
You're calling me an animal?
Well, you just grab a utensil like an animal. I mean, you know, you gotta watch what you're doing there.
Who cares? I'm gonna eat with it. Doesn't matter.
Right, whatever. Go for it.
It's clean enough.
Did you use the bathroom over there?
I didn't that time, but I have the last time we were there. And okay. I took a shit.
Oh,
I have no qualms about crapping at somebody else's house.
It's rude.
Why is it rude? Is it rude to sit there and let gas out, let smelly gas out, and try to hold it back?
As I said to you last week, be a big boy and hold it.
Isn't that the opposite of what they teach children before they become big boys? And I'm sorry about that gap in talking. I was enjoying a delicious Miller High Life, the champagne of beers, everybody. Champagne of beers. And I'm going to enjoy a few of those tonight. So, I mean, is it bad? I mean, like, when you're a kid, you're told not to hold it, to just go to the fucking bathroom when you have to go, and then come back. And then you will be a big boy when you can make duty on the toilet.
Right.
But now you're saying you have to hold everything back as long as you possibly can to be a big boy.
No, it's not that. It's just that, you know, why deface somebody's, toilet with your excrement?
Well, it's going to be either mine or theirs.
Well, it's their toilet. It's not yours, you know?
But they're offering my home, their home to me.
Let me ask you a question. Do you feel as comfortable on somebody else's toilet as you do on your own toilet at home?
There's nothing like your home toilet. It's like asking me, do you sleep as well in a hotel bedroom? In a hotel bed than your own bed. I can sleep fine in both, but nothing is going to be like my own bed. Just like my own toilet, there will never be an equal to that anywhere
right.
else.
Right, right.
That's why when you move and a new toilet becomes your toilet, there's a period where it's not as comfy, right? It doesn't feel quite like as home as the toilet you left behind.
Right, right, right.
But for you, every toilet is going to be a terror. Like, have you ever moved since... When was the last time you've moved?
We moved 2 years ago, almost to the day. We moved to this house. And, of course, I replaced all the toys before I moved in.
So you... I'm sorry. I lose my composure every now and then
funny?
When you say something so fucking incredibly crazy.
What's so crazy about it? I just replaced all the toys. I'm not going to put my bottom on somebody else's...
Your bottom? So you are five. You are a fucking five-year-old. You withhold your shit, and you refer to it as a bottom.
Well, listen, Pony's still in the room, and I don't want to offend her in any way.
Oh, that's right. Pony is an admin on Pal Talk, and you can get in the Pal Talk room, too. It's the DJ New Style Show live on Pal Talk. You might have to check the adult rooms, because we get a little frisky in there. That's right. Our buddy Jimmy Rhodes is in the chat right now. Jimmy, I don't know quite what you think of Pal Talk. You're new to this. I did chip in and get Jimmy a green name on Pal Talk so he could, just hang out. Jimmy, what do you think of Pal Talk?
I'd like to see that chat room is finally banging.
Gotta tell you, Pal Talk's finally banging indeed, Jimmy Rhodes. Completely. Completely. It's good to have him here. He's turning into a porn mogul. Yeah. Maybe get into that later. I don't really know. But he replaces the seats. He just replaces the seats whenever he moves. He doesn't take the whole toilet out, just the seats. Isn't that good enough?
Absolutely not. Because when gentlemen pick up the seat to urinate, the urine droplets go on the rim over there. They don't go on the seat.
Let me tell you something right now, Jerm. I never lift the seat up to piss. Because you know what that prevents? Prevents that whole put the seat down argument.
Okay.
If I never lift the seat up, then I'll never have that argument. So maybe you got to sit in a few droplets every now and then.
And I suppose you wipe with your sock as well, right?
Occasionally I've been known to wipe with my sock.
Ugh.
I would take my socked foot, and if I'm feeling polite, I would wipe the drip off. Otherwise, you know, let it go. Let it turn into piss dust. I don't care.
You're a class act, New Style.
I am. I'm classy, and I'm dreamy.
Well,
I'm every girl's dream.
Whatever.
That's right. So, Jerm, I'm at this house, this woman's house. Very nice, great food. I picked up a fork, and I didn't think about it, but now that you reminded me, the fork was upside down, according to you. The prongs, the tines on the fork were sticking up, and that's what I gripped them with.
Not good. Not good at all.
Why? What's not good about it?
Obviously, people have knocked into that. You know, they're getting their utensil, and their hands have touched the mouthpiece, obviously. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. Didn't you go to Rutgers, my friend?
I did.
Okay. It's better when the mouthpiece is in the bottom, because only people are touching the handle part. And
you know what's better? You know what's better, Jim? Not
what's
having
that?
To fucking be crazed when you just want to eat some chili and beans.
Right,
you just
right.
grab something and shovel it into your fucking face with,
okay,
and you
well,
eat it.
That's how you live. My condolences.
My condolences. Like, I'm dead. Okay. I mean, when was the last time you've been to a picnic like this?
A couple of years, I guess. But you know, like I said, it's a family type of thing. I don't, you know, I could never eat somewhere if I didn't know the people making the food.
Okay, so. I mean, there were a lot of good dishes here.
Right.
Steve the LARPer and Jimmy the Rhodes, as I almost said, what a fucking asshole I am. They brought up a couple great little finger foods here, like ribs or wings.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever eat those with just your hands?
Of course not. I mean, let's face it, we're
How do you
we're
eat
civilized.
Them?
We're civilized humans here. I'm not going to eat a bunch of ribs with my hands and get the crap all over my fingers and lick it off like an animal.
In fact, I have somebody's cam up right now. I have a baby girl's cam, and she's eating, and she's
yes.
shoveling shit into her face with her fingers.
Right.
I mean, is that bad to you?
No, it's not bad. It's not bad because I don't see any residue on her fingers. It seems like it's clean. It looks like she's eating some type of tortilla or nacho or something
Jesus,
of that nature.
I noticed that she just ate something. I wasn't looking at what she fucking prepared.
Well, I know there's no residue on her fingers, so that's a good sign.
I didn't see if there was or wasn't any residue.
Well, look closer.
I'd actually prefer not to be that that knowledgeable. Now that I see she gets really close to the fucking camera, she's going in for that last bite. I'm going to
okay.
have to close this. It's fucking disgusting.
Okay.
It's disgusting. So, Germ, you never eat with your fingers?
No, of course I eat with my fingers. Let's be honest. But I don't like eating sloppy stuff with my fingers because there's nothing more gross than licking your fingers like a child afterwards.
So, you know, KFC's slogan of finger looking good is like a finger looking nightmare to you.
I suppose so, but that slogan hasn't been used since 1975. So
sorry. I believe I've heard it on a fucking commercial. I'm not that old.
I doubt it. It's KFC now. They took out the Kentucky Fried Chicken thing.
Yeah, but they still say, or at least they did within the last 10 years, they said
right.
finger well, looking good.
Okay. I'm not going to lie. I don't know for a fact if you're right or wrong, but let's just, you know, agree to
it. I never said Kentucky Fried Chicken. I know it's KFC.
Right.
They've changed it.
I could guarantee you that they have not used the slogan finger looking good in well over 15 to 20 years. All right, let's not ponder on this, okay? Let's continue.
Okay, we'll continue. We'll continue. When was the last time you've thrown any form of a get-together?
Like
maybe the kids, even. Maybe the kids have had somebody
actually,
over.
Actually, my daughter, for her 8th birthday, she's having a sleepover, and there's going to be 15 little girls here.
15 little girls?
Yes.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yes, it's very bad. And 15 little heinies on my beautiful toilets.
But you have what you call the public toilet.
Right, we have a public bathroom, which is the powder room, which is in the foyer. The half bath is the public bathroom, yes.
Okay.
And I never utilize the public bathroom because it's for the public.
Has anybody ever made the mistake of using your bathroom that you've roped off? You practically hired a shit bouncer to keep people away.
Well, what I do is if we have like people working at the house, what I do is I close the lid and I put masking tape around the lid so that it cannot be opened. And if I know if the seal is broken, that it has been utilized.
Hold on, you didn't tell me this shit before. Do you
it's
really?
The God's honest truth.
You really fucking
right.
shut it with masking tape?
We had a plumber in our house a couple weeks ago in the master bathroom, and I had the fear that he would utilize my toilet. So I put masking tape, and I sealed the cover to the rim of the toilet. And this way I know that if the seal is broken, he used it, and I would have to get a new toilet. So I made sure that it was sealed in.
So your solution, rather than Ajax and a sponge, is just fucking buy a new toilet.
Yes, I told you once before that somebody was a carpet installer was in one of the bathrooms in the house, and he accidentally dripped some urine on a seat, and I had to buy a new one, a new toilet bowl seat there.
Did you ever think that the pipes might have shit in them, so you might have to get new pipes?
You know what? I don't see the pipes, and that's, you know, let's be honest with you. I'm not shooting in the pipes. I'm shooting in the bowl.
Yeah, but you know what happens in that drain pipe? Sometimes it kicks back. So it might not always be your shit that's kicking back into the same toilet water that's splashing up on your ball sack.
I hear you, boy. But I do what I can. What I can, I don't.
So you wouldn't go as far as getting an entire new drain pipe?
No. It's going a little overboard. But listen, like I said, my motto is this. What I can't see doesn't hurt me. So, you know, I getting back to the fellow with the, I've also put out of order signs on my toilets as well when we've had people over, so people don't use them.
Oh, I love for that, man. I love when people have out of order signs because I just use them all the more.
Right.
Because I don't flush to begin with when I'm at a strange person's house.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't do the upper decker. Somebody,
okay.
Dude, you gotta do it upper decker. You just do it in the tank. No, I don't do that. It's kind of overrated. It's hacky at this point.
Right.
I just use a broken toilet and I'll leave it there.
Right. Well, more power to you, Chief.
And you know what I do? I put the sign back in place to make it look like that everybody's abided by their request.
Right, right.
And then eventually they'll smell something.
Uh huh.
And they'll have to go into it. Now, are you sure nobody, like your kids, haven't had friends over that used your bathroom or something like that, or anything?
I no,
because kids are sneaky.
No, I locked the bathroom door. I locked the master bedroom bathroom door so nobody can enter that.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So now, are you worried about this this slumber party?
Not particularly. In all honesty, not particularly. I know most of the kids, so I'm not really worried about it. That didn't come off too good, did it?
Do you have a worst case scenario for every situation? I mean, do you have it like already anticipating it?
I guess maybe if somebody has the runs or something like that, that would kind of bother me.
Even if it's in the toilet, you don't use.
Well, yeah, because listen, people are eating right now, and I don't want to disgust them. So, you know, it's those are the scenarios.
Well, looks like we've got issues already. Jesus H. Christ. Why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Separate the weak from the opsa. Leap hard to creep them Brooklyn streets. It's on, nigga. Fuck all that bickering beef. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like Sasquatch feet. Thundering, shaking the concrete. Then the shit stop when I fall the plot. Neighbors call the cops as they heard mad shot. Saw me in the drop, 3 1/4. Slaughter, electrical tape around the daughter. Old school, new school, need to learn though. I burn, baby, burn like disco inferno. Burn slow like blunts with yayo. Peel more skins than Idaho potato. Niggas know the lyrical molesting is taking place. Fucking with B.I.G. it ain't safe. I make your skin chafe. Rashes on the masses. Bumps and bruises. Blunts and Land Cruisers. Big Papa smash fools, bash fools. Niggas mad because I know the cash rules. Everything around me, two Glock 9s. Any motherfucker whispering about mine.
And I'm
Brooklyn's finest. You rewind this, bad boys behind this. Excite all the freaks, stack mad chips, spread love with my peeps. Niggas wanna creep, got to watch my back. Think the cognac and endo sack make me slack. My switch is all that, cocksucker G's up. One force move, get Swiss cheese up. Click detect, respect, I demand it. Slip and break the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not fuck with North Sea Papa. Feel a thousand deaths when I drop ya. I feel for you, like Chaka Khan, I'm the Don. Pussy when I want Rolex on the arm. You'll die slow but calm. Recognize my face so there won't be no mistake. So you know where to tell Jake. Lame nigga, brave nigga. Turn front page nigga. Puff daddy flips daily. I smoke the blunts, he sips on the belly. On the rocks, tote blocks at christenings. Am a cop in the fire positioning. What? 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 Come here, come here. Open your fucking mouth. Open your, did I tell you don't fuck with me? Huh? Did I tell you not to fuck with me? Huh? Look at you now. Huh? Can't talk with a gun in your mouth, huh? Bitch ass nigga. What? Who shot you?
Internet, I'm DJ New Style. Nice to meet you, bitches.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on thereisnoradio.com. There is no radio. That's right, because you're listening to an internet feed from a guy in a bedroom with a fucking microphone with his germ freak friend on the other end of the phone line here. Germ freak, are you back?
I'm here.
Yeah, you're here. Okay, so, I'm sorry about that. We had a bit of a technical issue, and I decided to stem it off real quick rather than just flounder around like we've done in the past. Did you enjoy the break, Trim Freak?
I didn't enjoy the music selection, if that's what you're asking me.
Yeah, I just picked a decent song.
Decent for who?
For me, I think a lot of the people in the chat room kind of dug it. It was one of the more popular numbers from Notorious B.I.G.
FBI from up above who shot you.
And what is he doing these days?
He's dead. He actually got killed.
Oh, how apropos for the music.
Yeah, it is ironic, isn't it? Have you heard, do you know any of his other songs?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know who this person is or what his situation is.
What's your issue with the music I pick on breaks?
You pick music that's very angry, music that does not make you smile, music that depresses you. Music is supposed to make you feel good. It's not supposed to depress you and make you sad. It's supposed to lift your spirits, young man. And the music you play doesn't do that.
You know, they say one good thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain. I just want you to stew on that for a little bit. Take that with you into your work day tomorrow. When you're putting reports together.
Yeah.
What's some of the music that you like? I think last episode we had you singing some Def Leppard.
Well, you know, I'm a person of the 1980s, graduated high school in 88.
So you're how old?
I'm 37 years old.
37 years young.
Yes. And I grew up on the 80s hair bands, you know, heavy metal, type of music. That's what I'm into.
Okay. Well, we're going to give you an opportunity here to do something that we've never done before with one of our co-hosts. We're going to let you entirely program the next break that we take.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to act like you haven't done this before the show, but we did put something together here because you, time and time again, you've expressed just utter disgust with what I pick. You call it black music. You say stop playing that Afrocentric music, the rap. And all I really play is House of Pain and Beastie Boys. And I think it's funny that you can't really tell.
I enjoy all types of music as well. I have nothing against colored people. I'm just saying.
Whoa!
That,
colored people?
I mean, you know, African American people. I'm just saying that. Enough. All right, we get it, New Style. We get it. All right?
Listen here. I can't have this fucking show turn into a Klan meeting here.
Okay.
We just frown on racism here. We encourage everybody to love one another.
Love one another all the
while. Cut it. Love one another. Even those greasy blacks. Even the greasy blacks. And the music that they like to beat sticks to or whatever they do. I don't really know. Kind of out of touch with them. Don't have any black friends, really. Do you have any black friends, Jerm?
Let me think. No, I do not. I mean, no, acquaintances, but I wouldn't call them friends, no.
Did you say acquaintances?
I said acquaintances.
So as to combine Caucasian with acquaintance?
I said acquaintances.
I have several acquaintances.
Whatever.
I don't have any any nih acquaintances.
Yeah,
try to stay away from those people.
Uh-huh.
Those people! Oh, I'm sorry, you blacks. So, Jerm, every now and then we like to give you assignments for the show.
Right.
I say every now and then, like it hasn't been only three or four episodes that you've co-hosted.
That's correct.
But one of the things we like to do here that you've done once before is we like to use your expertise, your verbosity, in the realm of porn reviews. So why don't we take a trip over to RedTube.com?
Oh boy!
Oh boy! Oh,
pony left. Okay, go ahead.
Good. A pony left, so this is okay, right?
Okay, now I can feel good now.
Now, Jerm, have you ever engaged in what people like to call water sports?
I have not. I you know, what is the, have we us as people in a civilized world, have we you already used up every possible part on our body?
Okay, before you give too much
yes.
of it away, why don't
I'm
we
sorry.
Just introduce you as the
yes.
the porn reviewer? Yeah,
yes.
you're a porn reviewer now.
Thank you.
How do you feel
about
that?
Be one. It's all right. You know, I could put it in my resume. It's not going to get me anywhere, but whatever.
I mean, I think, yes. This is something that you need to have in the background when you do this. All right, so the clip that we chose on RedTube.com was Need a Drink. That's the title.
Right.
It's called Need a Drink.
Right.
And you said you weren't privy to water sports.
Right.
But you are very, very into pornography. So much you probably watch it daily. Is that a fair assessment?
That is not a fair assessment. I watch it every so often.
Every so often.
Yes.
So you're more of a porn hobbyist.
You can call it that.
Okay, I will call it that, and I just did. So Jerm, why don't you go ahead and review this clip on RedTube.com?
All right.
That is called "Need a Drink."
What we have here is a clip of two individuals in a bathtub. We have a gentleman.
Sexy.
Pardon me?
Sexy.
Yeah.
Okay,
can I finish here?
Please go.
We have a gentleman standing up, and the only part of visible is his stomach down. And we have a woman who is, I think, kneeling, or she's a very plain woman, nothing that you would turn your head at.
So it's amateur porn.
It appears to be amateur porn. It also,
sexy.
Yes. It also appears to be non-American. I'm not sure of that, but it does appear that way. But
wait. What clues you into it not being American?
I get that sense that it's not American in some way, but that's not really relevant to the situation here. What we have is a woman who is facing the man. She's kneeling. He's standing up.
I see where we're going with this.
Yes.
I wonder why it's called Need a Drink, though.
Yes.
All right, anyway, continue.
And, he proceeds to relieve himself on the woman, on her breasts, on her neck, on her face, in her mouth.
Wait, so he like, jacks off on her?
He does not jack off on her. He urinates on her.
Okay, so he's pissing on this woman in the movie titled Need a Drink.
He's pissing on her, and he's pissing in her. In her mouth he's pissing, and she's washing her face like it's some type of soft soap of some sort. And my situation is this. Since when did the consumption of urine become sexy? I mean, how is consuming urine, how does that turn you on? How does consuming ammonia get you excited, for Christ's sake?
I mean, if it was just the ammonia of it, people would be going to ShopRite and buying fucking floor cleanser.
Right. I mean, people are getting excited by Windex, more or less.
Is that what it is?
Well, it's got ammonia in it there, friend. And what is the fact? I mean, have we as civilized human beings, have we run the course? Have we run out of things to get excited about? I mean, what the Christ's sake is left if people are getting excited about urine? What is left, I ask you?
Okay, so as a germaphobe, I mean, you've chosen the name Germ Freak. We've
yes.
fucking touched on this over and over and over again. You don't like bodily fluids.
Right.
Watching this, how did you really, really feel about this?
Well,
let's say it's you in that guy's position, and there's a kneeling, average-looking, saggy-titted, possibly European woman in the bathtub. In the teal bathtub. The bathtub isn't white. It's fucking teal.
Right.
Okay? How would you feel if you're in that guy's position?
Well, it's very degrading toward the woman. I mean, I would not degrade a woman in that sense. I mean, I obviously she's enjoying it somehow. I don't know. She's obviously has self-esteem issues if she's letting somebody urinate on her face.
Okay.
How this guy can do this to her is unbeknownst to me.
So, if you were to rate this film clip, would you ever watch this clip again?
I will never watch this clip again.
You'll never ever watch
it
again.
It's already deleted.
It's already deleted.
Yes.
It's a link. You can't delete it, really.
Well, I say that for effect.
Yeah, I know. If it were tangible, if it were a file on your computer, you would delete it. However,
I would
you
delete it.
Currently have it bookmarked. I noticed that RedTube has a ranking system of stars. It's currently rated 3 out of 5 stars, which means the majority of people think it's not too bad. What would you give it on a scale of 3 to 5 stars?
I would take back a star.
You'd give it a 2.
No. I would take back a star.
-1 stars?
-1 stars. Exactly.
You can't give it -1. I said 1 to 5.
Okay, well then I give it. If I have to give it 1, I give it 1.
Give it 1 star.
I'll give it 1.
So you like it a little bit.
I don't like it at all, but you're only giving me a choice between 1 and 5.
You gotta pick 1.
One is the minimum, and that means you like it a little bit. You want to piss on some random librarian European whore in a blue bathtub.
I have never in my life fantasized about urinating on anybody.
Now, what if you filled her mouth with urine, she gargles it, and spits it back at you?
Then I'd have to see some kind of therapist of some sort, because that's just uncalled for. That's not human. That's animal. That's animalistic.
So
that's
you
animal.
You would never, ever, ever piss on a woman.
Of course not. Of course
not. And you're saying it's just because of this whole honor thing that we've already talked about with you and women.
It's inhumane. It's inhumane.
That's like the shit you talk about with when people leave a dog in the fucking car and go to the grocery store. It's not fucking inhumane. It's teaching them a lesson a little bit. I'm not
teaching
saying,
the women
I'm not,
a lesson?
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm into it.
Oh.
I'm not saying I'm particularly into it, but I'm not opposed. I'm not opposed to peeing on a bitch. No, I've never done it.
Okay.
That she knows.
Oh, I see.
See, that shower's pretty warm there, germ freak.
Oh,
snap! Yeah, that's right. You gotta sneak it in there every now and then.
Yeah.
Well, the number to call is 316-768-4472. You want to get on the DJ New Style show and really just tell Germ just how off base he is with this really sensual video in what can only be described as a misplaced bathtub in a concentration camp. This fucking set is the worst. It looks like a prison cell that they just put a bathtub into. So you'd never watch this again.
I will never watch this again. I will never watch anything labeled water sports.
Well, it wasn't labeled water sports. It just said need a drink. So as far as you know, this lovely young lady got a little parched.
You know what that is, my friend? That's false advertising. Okay?
It is indeed false advertising.
When you think you need a drink, you think you need a real drink and not some ammonia fluid.
Yeah, you were shocked that it was not a commercial for Gatorade, right?
Exactly.
On RedTube, where on the fucking homepage you see 18 college girls getting cocks in their ass.
Wow.
You think it was something wholesome, like a fucking a Little League team dumping fucking Gatorade on their coach's head after winning the World Series.
Well, you know, like I said, it was false advertising, so. And that's that.
Okay. So your final words on this review?
It's just a very distasteful video, and it's a very vile situation. And I, you know, pretty soon people are gonna get you know, excited about the toe cheese between their fucking toes, for Christ's sake.
I'm sure
when does it end?
I'm sure there's already a site dedicated to that.
Absolutely.
There has to be.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You said pretty soon, and then yeah, absolutely exists in the same breath.
Right. Everything is up for grabs, and if somebody thought of it, then it's out there. Thank you.
Well, how would you feel? Now, I always have to take it to this level, so forgive me if I... What?
Don't even bring it to that level, because I know where you're going.
Where do you think I'm going?
I hope it doesn't involve children.
It doesn't necessarily involve children.
Okay.
So much as it involves your kids turned into adults. If your daughter grew up to become a porn star... How would you feel?
I would take a box cutter and slit my wrist vertically.
You would really just kill yourself?
Yes.
I mean, this sweet angel-faced little girl in this clip here.
Can you tell you to say something?
Yeah.
What?
I like the bad boy extra.
What the hell are you doing?
That little girl right there. You would slit your wrist if she ever got into porno, and risk never seeing her get married, never seeing her have children of her own.
Yes.
Does it make you sad to think of her, servicing?
Well, why do we have to bring it to that level?
Okay, I apologize. No, I'm off base.
You're very off base, and what you're doing is uncalled for.
I'm sorry.
No, it's very unprofessional.
I know it is. I don't mean to do that, but. I have to say, if I had a daughter and she began to do porn, I wouldn't want to kill myself. I would be very, very upset, but I'm not going to ever kill myself.
Okay. Well, when you're in that position and you cross that bridge, you come back to me and let me know how it works out for you, right?
Is this before or after your daughter gets into porno?
Listen, don't mince words here, New Style. All right.
I'm sorry. Listen, thank I'm you. Very, very, very sorry. I don't mean
okay.
to do that to you.
Can we please move on from that topic, please? Thank you.
Okay, I'll even make it a little bit better. Okay, I just wanna clear the air, and I don't know. What do you think? What if we play just a quick little ditty?
I think that'd be great.
You think it would be great?
Yeah, I hope it's something decent, not some of your jungle jive.
I think it'll be something wholesome.
Can't wait.
How about this? Wow, this sounds like a cartoon movie.
I'm not sure I can do this.
You don't have time to be timid. You must be bold.
Oh, daring. No.
Bold. Daring.
What is this?
No, don't play that. Shut that off now, please.
What is this?
Romantic candlelight.
Please shut it off.
Why?
Please shut that off, please.
Why?
Confess your love.
Please just shut it off. I'm begging you, shut that off right now. You
can't. Okay, wait. Tell me what it is.
It's a Disney movie, animated feature film.
That doesn't really clear things up, though. I gotta say, it doesn't really clear it up enough.
A girl, don't you?
Listen.
More than anything.
What?
Please just turn it off because I'm starting to well up.
Voila! You're starting to well up?
Yes.
What is it? Okay, I'll ask you again.
Stupid.
What is this movie?
It's called Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. What is it about this movie that gets you so down in the dumps?
It's my daughter's favorite, my 8-year-old daughter's favorite Disney movie.
Is it still?
No, it's not. Oh. She would dance around the house in her bell costume and sing Provincial Life, and she doesn't do it anymore, and she's older, and it breaks my heart to think of her when she did that, because now I'm sad that she's getting older, and I don't want to talk about it anymore, okay?
It really gets to you that much, huh?
Yes.
So she used to just really watch this over and over and over again?
To the point where it was just memorized. She was Belle's biggest fan. She used to put the Belle costume on. She used to, walk around the house in her princess costume 24/7. Everything in her room was Belle-related. And now she wants nothing to do with Belle, and it rips me up inside because I know that she's getting older and she has other interests. And I try to enforce her to keep loving Belle and enjoying Belle. And she does not want to be involved with Belle anymore.
She doesn't want to be Belle. She doesn't want to be a Disney princess anymore.
She says she has no other interests now.
What's her other interest, though?
Listens to music, other TV shows. She watches Nick at Night. She watches Haley Montana.
Hannah Montana. That's what my niece loves.
She watches. She just went to a Radio City Music Hall to see somebody in concert. Who the hell was that? Hillary Duff in Radio City Music Hall. She went to see her. And she's getting older now, and she doesn't like Disney music songs anymore, and it's killing me. It's killing me.
And why is it killing you, though? I don't understand. I mean, you know, kids change. They grow up.
Because it means she's getting older, and she's not going to be my little girl anymore, okay? Do you want me to spit it out?
Yeah, just did. Spit it out.
I don't want her getting older. Now just drop it. Can we continue and move on?
Do you think that Hannah Montana is attractive?
Have you ever
watched the show?
I've never watched an episode. I do know that her father is that country music guy, but I've never watched an episode of it. She also watches another episode with Britney Spears' little sister. I don't even know the name of the show.
Yeah? Is it anything like this? What is this? Someone just sent me this link.
Could you please stop that? Please! Turn it off!
I don't know what this is. What is this?
Turn it off!
What is this?
That's Belle. Please shut it off.
Is this one of her favorite songs? I don't know.
She would sing that all day and all night.
What song is this? Bonjour! I like it, it's fun. Do you know any of the words?
I just know.
What's wrong?
This is below the belt.
What's below the belt?
What you're doing to me.
Well, what song was that?
You know damn well what song is. It's the Provincial Life song. I told you how much it makes me sad, and you play it, and you're trying to
So did your daughter have this ever have her nose stuck in a book?
Loves to read, and every night I would have to read her piece before she went to bed.
Really? You'd read this entire story to her?
Well, no, it was an abbreviated version.
Oh, like a summarized almost, like the Cliff Notes.
Yes.
You wanted to preach brevity to your daughter before bed.
Yes. So every night, for about 3 years, I read Beauty and the Beast before she went to bed.
Now, when did you actually realize that she no longer loved this?
When she tossed the book across the room.
She threw the book across the room. Went like. In what scenario? You tried to read it to her?
Yes, and she said, Daddy, I don't want to read it. I said, we have to read Beauty and the Beast. We have to read this. You must stay young.
you must stay young?
You must stay young. And
what did she do?
She tells me she has other interests now, and I tell her that she must stay young.
Oh, you like this part?
Listen,
what
are you trying to prove here, New Style?
No, I'm just trying
to... kind of big man?
No, I'm not. I just want to break you of this this sadness.
Now, you're hurting me, New Style.
I'm really hurting you?
I'm burning up, and I'm...
What if your daughter wants to meet Prince Charming?
Now it's no wonder that her name means...
Are you there?
I'm dying over here. Please,
okay, fine.
Please, what are you doing to me?
No, I just want to know. Like, your daughter is going to grow up, dude. You cannot just hand her a fucking Beauty and the Beast book when she's 35 and say you must stay 8.
She will stay young as long as I can take it. But I have heeded the advice of one Pristine Sneakers.
That's
several weeks ago.
Okay, now what was that advice?
Well, Mr. Pristine Sneakers told me that that he preyed on young girls who were very, how do I put it, sheltered.
Protected, maybe?
Sheltered, protected, sheltered. And he told me he preyed on those type of girls.
I think that he might be like a strong man, you know? Like he might be one of those burly guys that just preys on young girls.
Right, he told me he preyed on young girls of that nature, and he gave me some advice that I'm trying to heed to, and I'm trying not to shelter them as much as I have, because I don't want them to be preyed upon.
I mean, like, don't you ever want her to like relive the days when she was all about Beauty and the Beast?
Every day I beg her to put her costume on every day, but she won't have nothing to do with it.
But what if she finally met Gaston?
Who does she think she is? That girl has tangled with the wrong man. No one says no to Gaston.
No one says no to him, Germ.
Rejected. Publicly humiliated.
That's Pristine talking to you.
Why, it's more than I can bear.
More beer?
What for? Nothing helps. I'm disgraced.
Who, you? Never. Gaston, you've got to pull yourself together.
What, Jerem?
Pristine Sneakers is Gaston.
Isn't that amazing? Like, and you've still been pushing this story on your daughter. All the while, Pristine Sneakers is that same Gaston you've been pushing down her fucking throat.
I never realized until just now.
And you've raised her to worship these guys.
That's true.
And don't you know that nobody is like Gaston? Don't you fucking know that already from watching this movie?
Every guy here'd love to be you, Gaston. Hey! Even when taking your lumps.
Nobody is like Brisney's niggas.
There's no man in town as admired as you. You're everyone's favorite guy.
This one goes out to Pristine.
Everyone's awed and inspired by you. And it's not very hard to see why.
Look at him. Just look at Pristine.
No one
rapes.
Slick as Gaston. No one fucks as Gaston. No one's next as incredibly thick as Gaston. No,
I wish I knew the lyrics, but I'm a man. Sorry.
Perfect, a pure paragon. You can ask any Tom, Dick, or Stanley, and they'll tell you whose team they prefer to be on.
Okay, Germ, whose team do they prefer to be on?
Gaston's team. What are you talking about?
No one's big like Gaston. Nothing big like Gaston. No one's got us well cleft in his
dick.
Gaston.
As a specimen, yes, I'm intimidating.
I want a guy like Gaston.
So, Germ, would you let your daughter date someone that had such a huge cleft in their dick like Gaston? I mean, doesn't this kind of take your mind off of her no longer liking that movie?
Could you repeat that, sir?
I said, doesn't this take your mind off your daughter no longer loving Beauty and the Beast and no longer being the little girl that would dance around the fireplace singing Provincial Life?
Well, listen, it does not.
Why not?
Listen, what do you want from me? Blood, new style? I told you how I feel.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Why are you hurting me?
I don't want to hurt you, Jeremy.
Are you trying to make yourself look cool in front of the room here?
No, I'm not trying to make myself look cool in front of any room or in front of any audience of hundreds or people that are going to download this or anybody. I just want to make sure that you realize your daughter's just going to get older, man, and you are too.
I realize that.
And you will join her in that journey.
I don't have to accept it.
You don't have to. You do.
I don't have to.
Unless you invent some kind of fucking flux capacitor, you're going to have to fucking accept it. There's no way to go back.
Listen to me. I don't have to like it, and I don't have to accept it. Period. End of story.
Okay. How are you gonna prevent this from happening?
I'm looking into research.
No, hold on, dude. You're not. What's your research? Are you gonna? You're just gonna give her human growth hormone until she fucking decides to stay seven?
Listen, I realize she's gonna get older and
grow young with HGH.
Yes.
Can you read that book to her instead of Beauty and the Beast?
No. Listen, I don't I can accept it, but I don't have to like it. Okay, I'll put it that way, all right?
Okay. So, what are you going to do? Like, let's say she meets a really polite guy. She's gonna get married eventually.
Whatever.
Let's say, hypothetically, she chooses to get married. Hypothetically, okay. Right?
Right.
And let's say that the guy's a gentleman and comes up to see you and asks for your daughter's hand in marriage. How the fuck is that going to go down when you've got Beauty and the Beast in your fucking head and she's 28?
You know how it's going to go down? It's going to kill me. It's going to rip my insides out, and it's just going to knock me to the floor. And when a situation like that happens, I will cross that bridge when it comes to it. Thank you.
So you're not prepared at all for this.
Okay, I don't know. Somebody wrote something in the room right now, and I cannot, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, under the best of circumstances, Dizzy Peach's comment of, she's going to be blowing him in the car, so just be realistic. That's not going to apply in the most ideal of situations.
We will teach her that is not the right way.
But Barb is correct when she says that the car blowjob is basically first base.
Listen, I don't know what you people are talking about. That's not how I raise my kids. Thank you.
I'm not projecting any promiscuity onto your children. I'm not. I'm just going with the law of averages, and I'm reading story after story about different colored bracelets and fucking rainbow parties, and I'm putting two and two together.
Wait a second. Can you mean to tell me that they wear bracelets as some type of badge of accomplishment? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes, they do. The little, you ever see those little rubber band bracelets? Those little fucking thin
Is
rubber...
Is that what they're for?
Yes.
My daughter's got two of them on her wrist.
What colors? What colors?
I don't know, but she's got two of them.
What colors? Tell me what colors. They mean something.
She's upstairs right now. I cannot see.
Do you want me to read what they are?
I can go check. I mean, if that's what you want me to do.
Well, why don't we take a break, and you go check.
Okay.
And you report back what the colors are.
She's only eight, for Christ's sake.
I don't know. You know, babies having babies.
Oh, God.
All right, so why don't we take a quick break? You're going to go find out what the colors are. And when you come back, I will reveal what acts they represent.
Okay.
All right, are you ready here? You going to go do it?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, this is the DJ New Style Show on thereisnoradio.com. Oh, and by the way, Germ Freak.
Yes.
This is the break that you put together.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Germ Freak is very angry with my choice of music, and he's decided to take it upon himself to do one of the breaks. So here we go.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Hello, ladies and folks, this is Frank, a.k.a. Germ Freak, on DJ New Style's Tuesday Night Show. I've taken over the reins for the commercial breaks. I'm livid and sick and tired of New Style's constant barrage of African-American music. I'm tired of him kissing the ass of the black man by playing up to his jungle riffs. I am now going to take over and play a little something classic, a little from my time, from my day. This was the first of many number one hits for this 1980s hair band. Ladies and gentlemen, Saraville, New Jersey's own Bon Jovi with You Give Love a Bad Name.
Wow. This is fucking horrific. All right, Germ. Okay, the mix is completely fucked up. Oh my God, you've got to be fucking kidding me. I'm just gonna skip through. I have no idea what the fuck is going on. Yeah, I think I fucked this up. I definitely fucked this up. Wow. What a fucking pain in the balls. I really did fuck this up. Oh, man. Holy shit. This is fucking horrific. I thought this would be fucking incredible. But now I'm hearing the same fucking Def Leppard song over and over and over again. Which leads me to believe that the mix has been fucking corrupted. And I don't have it in any other form. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just a fucking break. Go. I hope Germ is looking for the color code. Or the colors. Of his bracelet. Shit.
The DJ New Style Show.
Originally released in 1973 by the British glam rock band Slade, this version went on to peak at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart 10 years later. Quiet Riot's Come On, Feel the Noise!
All right, it's fixed.
So you think I got an evil mind?
record button. I want to feel. I got something good.
All right, better be good. Go ahead.
I'm really excited to bring this one to you guys. My heart is. This is one of my favorites of all time, and I'm so glad to share it with you. I've waited 22 years for this band to get back together. The first and only single the group released in their career to reach number one on the U.S. Billboard 100. I've got my back against the record machine, Diamond David Lee, with Van Halen and Jump.
Frank, we don't have time for that shit.
See, I built it up in the beginning. This way it would be a heartbreak for you to say we don't have no time for it. But
we just don't have time for that. I'm not going to do it.
Pick whichever one you want. I don't care.
DJ New Style Show. DJ New Style Show is back. Bitches.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Holy shit. What a fucking ordeal. Every single goddamn day. It's a bit of an ordeal. But, Germ Freak's still not back yet? Jesus fucking Christ! Are you kidding me? How can he not be back yet? Germ, are you there? He's not there yet. He's still looking, looking for the color of the bracelets. Here, hold on. He's demanding to know the color code before he tells me what the hell they are. That's what he's typing to me. He's demanding to know the color code. Now he's just out of his fucking mind. It's impossible to him that the kids could just like a certain color. Here he is. Germ, I know you're there. I hear you. Germ. Germ, are you there?
I'm here, folks.
I fucking hear you now. Okay, thank you. Germ, are you back from checking on your daughter?
I checked on her. I went in her room and she was sleeping, but I just checked her urine.
Okay, now listen. I want to apologize for your break. I'm sorry about that. I fucked up the mix.
Okay.
I fucked it up. But we did get the to at least one of your songs.
Yeah.
We'll do that. You know, we'll do it again next week. Because I don't feel you've gotten your fill of this. You haven't gotten enough of your favorites across.
That's correct.
All right. Now, Jerem, what colors?
I think we're in good shape because the only color she has...
Don't say what they're for. Just give me the colors.
I have no idea what they're for. No, okay. I know what they're for.
Okay. And check your volume here. Jesus.
Okay. We're in good shape because she only has black ones.
Wait a minute. She only has black ones?
Yeah, why? What's the problem?
Holy shit! No, she does not have black ones.
She's got black ones, dude. And so we're in good shape because black...
According to DrDaveND.com, they have an article here about the gel bracelets. They list yellow. She doesn't have any yellow, does she?
No yellow, no.
Okay, as hugging.
Okay.
Would you be opposed to her having yellow?
No, I would not.
Purple is kissing.
Okay.
Opposed to that?
At her age, yes.
Okay, but let's say she had one.
I'd be miserable if she had one of those. So.
Now red, she doesn't have any red, does she?
No red, no.
Red is a lap dance.
Okay.
Blue?
She had a couple of blues, yes.
So she had a couple of blues?
Why? It's your favorite color is blue.
Blue is for oral sex. If you wear a blue bracelet, it signifies that you've engaged in oral sex. It doesn't say man on girl or girl on man. Or girl on girl, whatever.
What do you mean when you say oral sex? What does that mean?
She has either sucked a cock or eaten a cunt.
Excuse me?
She's still your little baby girl, though. I mean, just because she wears the blue bracelets doesn't mean that you shouldn't look back on those butterfly kisses.
Shut that off, Gustav.
Why?
Shut that goddamn song off right now.
Two things shut off for sure. Are you okay?
And she's daddy's little girl.
Does that hit you hard when he says she's daddy's little girl?
It's hitting like a wrecking ball, and you're hurting me.
Okay, so she has a couple of blues.
Yeah, they're mostly black, and she had a couple of blue ones on her bureau. And I'm not sure the blues are favorite.
How many blues?
I don't know, about a dozen.
So she's given a dozen. She's been given a dozen.
I don't think that's what it refers to.
That's okay. The code. That's the hard and fast code. Now, how many blacks does she have?
I couldn't count. She's had probably a couple dozen.
Like 24? Jesus, does she have any arm exposed?
Well, they were on her bureau. They weren't on her at the time.
Oh.
She wears them every day, she puts them on.
Does she wear two or three of them? Or?
She wears them on both arms.
Shit. Well, Jim, do you have any guess what black would be for? I mean, if red is a lap dance and blue is oral sex, do you have any guess what black would be for? What black would signify?
I would guess just, let me think for a
I mean, they're going to signify a certain act.
Well, are you telling me that the colors get worse as you go down the line? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm telling you that we're probably at the fucking end of innocence here.
I don't know what you're referring to. I just think black is maybe somebody carried her books or something like that, maybe.
Okay. The black is certainly not for butterfly kisses. It's not for that. See, little white flowers signifies innocence. But if something is white, it's pure. If something is black... Jerem, I want you to sit down. I want you to sit down, okay?
I'm sitting, and I don't know what the problem is here.
She has about 24 black bracelets.
Yes.
Black signifies, you will wear a black bracelet if you've had sexual intercourse. Are you there? Are you there, Jerm?
Hello?
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 Are you... Jerm, are you okay?
I fell off my chair. Hold on a sec. On my back? Oh.
Hey, could you do me a favor in your agony? Could you please fix your volume?
Okay.
Just because your girl likes to, likes to get down, doesn't mean anything's wrong with her.
I think there's a mistake with that.
No. There isn't.
It's got to be different for little girls, probably.
Okay, let me look here. Jelly bracelet colors. Official color guide for jelly bracelet sex game. It's called the sex game. Pink is a hug. You're probably hoping for some pinks, right? But the further down the list you go, the darker the color. I'm sorry, this one has a different code for black. It says blue is nookie, and I guess that means fucking, Jerm. Blue would be fucking. Oral sex is purple. She doesn't have any purples, does she?
Purple? No, she just has the blue and the black.
You said she had about a dozen blues, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, black on this color code is nookie plus fair to the VD clinic. That means that she's had nookie and has been tested. She's had sexual intercourse, and she's been to the VD clinic.
I gotta get my medication. I'll be right back.
Wait, are you gonna leave?
No, I have to take my inhaler because this is too much for me.
Wait, just years ago, it was all about Beauty and the Beast, and now she's wearing she's watching that frisky Hannah Montana and wearing all kinds of bracelets.
You know what? I'm going to ignore what Barbara Diana said in that text right now, because she's got her mind is in the gutter.
Tonight is the night.
I'm not sure I can.
I'm too old for Beauty and the Beast!
You must be bold.
Hold on, Daddy! I'm counting my black bracelets!
There will be music.
romantic candlelight.
And black bracelets. Provided by for everybody involved.
And when the moment is right, you confess your love.
Yes. I can... I... No. I can't.
He can't, Germ. He can't. Do you realize that she had to have been given that bracelet by a guy?
I refuse to accept that.
You don't believe what I'm saying?
I think there's some type of loophole that probably it doesn't apply to her.
I'm sorry. I totally like was just shocked when you mentioned something that that Barbara had said. Okay. She said maybe your daughter can trade bracelets with your wife.
Right.
Make it a family thing.
Right, that's how her mind works, because she's a demented soul, Barbara.
She is slightly demented, but she might be onto something. I mean, would you be into that? If your wife all of a sudden handed you a blue necklace, according to the first chart, that means oral sex. If your wife hands you a blue necklace, would you accept it? Or a blue bracelet, sorry.
I'm not 16 years old, new style, okay?
Would you accept it or not?
I would not accept such a thing.
Your daughter did 12 times.
You son of a bitch.
I'm sorry, Jeremy. Is this yeah. really bugging you?
Well, you're sticking it to me. That's what you're doing. You're sticking it right in my heart. And you know what breaks my heart. And you continue to do things to break my heart.
I don't want to break your heart, Jeremy. I really don't.
Well, I don't know why you continue to do it. You get some kind of rise out of it, I guess.
I don't get any rise out of it.
Okay. Then
I mean, do you need to collect yourself? Or?
Well, you know, it's a little difficult when you constantly do this type of stuff, and it's whatever. Just move on.
She used to sing this, didn't she? How would she dance when this came on?
She would dance around like a ballerina.
Did she have any bracelets then?
Let's not get into the bracelet, please. Little town,
it's a quiet village. Did she ever ask you why you didn't move to a quiet village and instead moved her into the arms of her lovers in East or New Brunswick, wherever you're from?
Please don't confuse it with New, please.
Why? What's wrong with New Brunswick?
It's not as desirable.
Jeremy, I gotta be honest with you. I seriously do need to take a piss. I really do. I didn't get a chance to do that during the last break. I really, really didn't. And you seem pretty much down in the dumps. Are you gonna be able to collect yourself?
I'm gonna collect myself. I'm gonna splash some cold water on my face and collect myself.
I mean, are you okay to do that?
Yes, absolutely.
You wouldn't be, you know, opposed to hearing some music from some of your daughter's favorite music, would you?
Listen, if you play that,
No, I'm talking about rap and hip hop.
Play whatever you want, because whatever I say doesn't matter anyway.
That's right. It's the DJ New Style Show. We'll be right back on ThereIsNoRadio.com.
The DJ New Style Show. We'll be right back.
Well, I just assume that's what they be yelling. I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. Y'all be chasing, I'll replace them, huh? Drunk on Chris, mommy on E. Can't keep a little model hands off me. Both in the club, high singing on key. And I wish I never met her at all. It gets better, ordered another round. It's about to go down. Got six model chicks, six bottles of Chris, four velvet ass. flowy glasses. Uh-huh. Go somewhere private where we could discuss fashion like Prada blouse, Gucci bra, okay. Filth Mar jean. Take that off.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Come on. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Save the narrative, you saving it for marriage. Let's keep it real, man, you saving it for carriage. You wanna see how far I'ma go, how much I'ma spend, but you already know. Zip zero, stingy with De Niro. Might buy you crisp, but that about it. Might light your wrist, but that about it. Fuck it, I might wipe you and buy you nice whips, man, but you really gotta ride nice dick. Know how to work your hips and your head's priceless. Confess your love to Hov and I never let you down. Get you bling like the Neptune sound. Okay, hot hole, too hot to hold. Ladies love me long time like Tupac sold. Only way to roll, jiggering two ladies, too cold. Motorola, two-way pacing.
Come on, give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
I'm a hustler, baby. I just want you to know. It ain't where I've been, but where I'm about to go. Now I just wanna love ya, but be who I am. And with all this cash, you'll forget your man.
Same song, I'm back, been around the world, wrote Manson girls that dance with girls from Club Cheetah, the Club Amnesia, the Peanuts in LA, bubbling in Dublin, can't deny me.
Why would you want to?
You need me.
Why don't you try me?
Baby, you want to? Believe me.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff. Give it to me.
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, dick.
Oh yeah, you're certainly listening to the DJ New Style Show, bracelet free since 2004, bitches. That's right, I only give them, I don't receive. Yadda da mean? For sure. Yadda da mean. Germ Freak, have you collected your thoughts yet, buddy?
Yes, I have.
You have? That's good to know. I mean, I really do feel bad.
I'm sure you do.
What did you think of the last break that we did? I think it's a lot better than your fucking big hair rock break that we almost had, right?
Well, it was a little more mellow. It wasn't as angry, so I guess I'd give it a C.
It was still highly black, though. Is that a problem?
It wasn't angry black, though.
So it's not angry black, so it's okay. As long as the blacks are not angry, they're okay with you.
I got no problem with Wayne Brady.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really see a whole lot of Wayne Brady like black people, really. I mean, because black people rarely adopt white culture.
That's true. You never see a black couple adopting. I've never seen a black couple adopting a white child ever.
That's true. I didn't think when I said adopt, I didn't mean in the literal sense. But now that you bring that up,
you never.
Whoa. I hear myself there, buddy. What the fuck is going on? You gotta be fucking kidding me. I feel like I'm on coke right now. Nice.
Is it all right now?
I think it's fine. I think it's fine. Somewhere in the world, a black guy has adopted a white baby. It's happened.
Okay.
But you never see it, though. It's something you don't really notice. Like, you never see a black guy clogging, or you rarely see black skateboarders. It's just something that,
you rarely see black people on motorcycles, or...
No, You always see them on motorcycles. You rarely see them walking dogs. That's the one thing I never see. They own dogs, but they never walk them.
Right. They fight them.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to go into the whole Michael Vick joke.
Well, whatever.
But it's true. It's really true. They don't. They're not pet lovers.
They're not.
Not to be racist.
I think they're also. I never see black kids. I mean, we all see white kids with sports shirts of black athletes, but I never saw a black kid with a white athlete on his shirt. I've never ever
seen
that.
That's true. That's really true. Because I had a fucking friend in middle school that was obsessed with Michael Jordan, but I never saw the black kid in my class with a fucking Larry Bird poster. It never happens. Black guys don't fucking idolize white athletes.
I don't know if they just don't want to give them the satisfaction or what the situation is, but...
Yeah, it's spite. And it's not fucking sheer numbers.
Right.
I mean, you think about the probability of being able to admire a black athlete versus a white athlete. I mean, it's pretty fucking slim with the white athletes.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, I was a Drazen Petrovic fan until he got killed for, like, at least for fucking 6 months. I think that ended my run, and it's to being a Daryl Strawberry fan or whatever the fuck I was.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't see what the reason is for that. Maybe they're just trying to prove a point. But you know, who knows?
Because with the blacks adopting white culture, it's very rare. But as I played that Jay-Z song during the break, a lot of the white people in the room loved it.
Right.
You'll see fucking white girls at a club dancing their fucking asses off, or their lack of asses off, to a fucking a Jay-Z song at a club, or fucking anything, for that matter. They love the black culture. Perhaps you'll see them on clubitup.com, like our girl, Dizzy Peach. I think she's featured every fucking week. There's a picture of her on Club It Up with some fucking gelled-up Italian guy with a fucking vest. And a fucking wife beater on at the same time. He wears a vest and a wife beater and has gel spikes.
And blonde highlights in his hair.
Yes. Jeremy, if you had hair, let's say you had hair and you could have any hairstyle, would you gel your hair up into fucking spikes with highlights? How would you have your hair if you could style it somehow, if you actually had it to style?
I'd probably go for the Julius Caesar look.
What the fuck is that? Like brush to the front? Short brush to the front?
Something like that. Nice and short.
I was going to go with the Abe Lincoln.
I am thinking about maybe getting my ear pierced one of these days.
No, you know you're not. No, you're really not.
I am thinking about it, because I was never allowed to when I was a child.
You're also never allowed to jerk off into the fucking pantry. Are you going to do that now that you're fucking 37?
Right. I see your point.
Are you really going to get your ear pierced?
I'm seriously considering getting my ear pierced.
What are you going to get? Like, what? I know they start you off with that little fucking gay, gay stud thing or whatever. What do you envision yourself with? Something dangly?
Like a hoop.
You want a hoop? Like a fucking, like Mr. Clean? With your dumb bald head?
Like a nice Puerto Rican one, like the hoop, you know, those big hoop earrings.
I don't really necessarily attribute the hoop to Puerto Ricans.
Well, a lot of Puerto Rican chicks have the big hoop earrings.
Well, the Puerto Rican chicks do, but I mean, the guys don't have the fucking, the Mr. Clean hoop.
Right, right. Well, I want to get, you know, nothing too extreme, but I'm looking to get a little bit of an earring.
Hold on a minute.
Yes.
Our buddy Dan Wright, who used to run Radio BBQ, is checking in with some information I wasn't aware of, Frank, about you.
Yes.
He's letting everybody know that you've been drinking every day.
I have taken up alcohol in the last few weeks, yes.
I mean, I've had a couple drinks tonight. Shouts to Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. Hold on. I need to give it proper credit. Read the label, bitches. The champagne of beers, premium brewed, established 1855. Thank you. Now, what kind of beer were you drinking?
It wasn't beer. I don't like the taste of beer. I don't drink beer.
Vodka.
It's Smirnoff Raw Tea, whatever the hell that is.
Oh, okay. It's the type of beer that comes with a dental dam to cover your vagina.
Yes.
Of drink.
As you know, I'm not a big alcohol drinker. Usually when I have a Jolly Rancher, or a fuzzy navel at a wedding, that's a big deal for me.
How many drinks before you menstruate?
What's that supposed to mean? I'm drinking a girl drink?
Yes, you are drinking a girl. This is my girlfriend doesn't like to drink, but somehow she's found a way to enjoy 8 or 9 of these on a fucking vacation a day.
I love a good mudslide. I'm not sure as to what the humor in that is.
They're girl drinks. Why do you like girl drinks? Can't you drink a fucking...
There's nothing wrong with a Malibu Bay Breeze at a wedding.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
You may as well be wearing a fucking... a rose on your wrist and a fucking a flowing dress.
I like fruity drinks.
Why do you enjoy fruity drinks? I mean, when were you first exposed to alcohol?
When was I first exposed to it?
Yes.
As a teenager.
What did you have?
Well, I drank beer because I was trying to fit in with the crowd.
Because you thought you had a penis. So you drank a beer, and then somewhere along the ways, you went from almost a man to a fucking a teenage girl drinking raw tea.
I don't see it that way, New Style. If you want to turn this around.
No, I'm sorry. Please explain how you see it then.
I used to drink beer up until the age of 22. Until the age of 21. Then in 1991, I was introduced to mixed drinks at a wedding. And I have lasted ever since. I enjoy Jolly Ranchers.
So at a wedding, you were introduced to these gay drinks.
I don't call them that. However, I am embarrassed to order them. I have my wife order them for me.
Really?
Yes.
Your wife orders them for you?
Well, I'm too embarrassed to ask for a fuzzy navel, so I have her order them for me.
But why? I mean, if there's nothing wrong with drinking, then why wouldn't you just drink them yourself?
Well... Because there's a connotation, you know, people think that it's gay, so I don't want to, feed into their,
It is gay. That's why people think it's gay.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I mean, you're trying to turn it around again like you were doing before, and it's just not going to work, right? Your style.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't want to turn anything around. I'm just kind of telling you like it is.
Wow. I don't agree with that, and that's a dumb one. So, period. I drink. I enjoy a nice mudslide, like I said, a nice Bay Breeze. I like the Bay Breeze. I don't like Malibu Bay Breeze. It's got coconut flavor. I like a Bay Breeze, and I like things of that nature. Nice fruity drinks.
Fruity drinks.
Yeah.
Germ.
What's up?
Germ.
Yeah.
Have you gotten? You've been drinking alone the last few days. This is what Dan Wright from Radio BBQ fame has let us know. Have you been getting drunk by yourself?
No, I've never been drunk in my life.
You've never been drunk in your entire life?
Nope.
How many drinks have you ever had in one sitting?
I don't know, 3 or 4.
Three or four. And you haven't gotten drunk? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I guess so. At one time...
You've been drunk. Shut up.
I've never been drunk. One time, I had something called Rumpelmann's. It was given to me without my knowledge. And I consumed the beverage, and I was in slow motion for most of the night. It was a very odd feeling.
Well, it's like 150 proof. I don't know exactly how high... But so you're saying 1991 at a wedding, yes. You were introduced to drinking.
Yes. No, mixed drinks.
Mixed drinks. Yeah. Ah. Oh, my back. Ah. Hey Frank, why don't you try one of these? It's called a mixed drink, mudslide. You know the all the whores drink it. What drink did they give you in 1991?
A Jolly Rancher.
Jolly Rancher.
Which they don't even make anymore.
They don't make them?
Well, I've been to places and they don't make them anymore. I went to a wedding recently of one of the people who are in the room right now, and I asked for a Jolly Rancher, and they didn't know how to make it. So I had to have a fuzzy navel.
Whose wedding was it?
It was Raphael from CT.
So Raphael from CT got married. You went to the wedding and asked for a Jolly Rancher.
I had my wife ask for a Jolly Rancher.
I mean, for an OCD guy, someone who's afraid of germs, wouldn't you know what goes into each drink? I mean, there's a reason people order vodka tonics and they don't order fucking mysterious fuzzy back of the knees or some fucking mythic faggy name for a drink. They order the drink, which is basically the ingredients list. And your Jolly Rancher could have fucking ball snot in it.
You know what? Now you have given me something else to worry about. Thank you.
I mean... Okay, Barb is wondering here, why do you pretend it's not gay, yet you ask your wife to get them for you, because yet you know it's gay?
I don't feel it's gay, but others feel it's gay, so I don't want to feed into their sick, perverted justice. So I have her order them for me, and then I consume them.
So just to stem the inevitable flow of insult, you just get your wife to get these drinks for you.
Exactly, and a Jolly Rancher looks like a cranberry and vodka from far away, so you really can't tell.
No, it looks like a fucking Swedish fish or whatever fucking red girly drink. The minute you're drinking a red drink, if your drink is red and you're a guy, you're a fucking homo.
Whatever, dude.
No, you are a homo. I mean, as far as your drink choices go, I mean, you may not actually love penis, but since you drink red drinks, it's gay. They'll see a guy in a red shirt, and they're like, hey, that guy's gay. They'll see a guy with a red drink, that guy is gay. Anything red is bad.
Right.
That's what people think.
I didn't get the memo. I wasn't aware of how it was, so.
Germ, Pristine's checking in, he goes, unless you're a blood. I want to make it clear right now that all you bloods, or even you Crips with blood tendencies, you are not gay. You are not gay. There's nothing gay about you wearing red. I only say this to prevent posers from coming about and having to get slit on initiation day. That's not to happen, based on my word or my command.
Right.
Jerm, how do you feel about Bloods and Crips? What's your impression?
I have no impression whatsoever. I just don't want to get involved with those kind of people. I have no impression whatsoever. It's not my, I'm not going to. You know, they do what they gotta do to survive, and so be it. I do what I have to do to survive.
Do you think that we could ever live in a world where the Crips and Bloods unite as one?
To be honest with the new style, it doesn't affect my life, so I could care less if they kill each other. I don't care.
That's germfreak@gmail.com.
Excuse me?
Germfreak@gmail.com. DJ New Style Show has no agreements or agreements. What? What do you think about the Latin Kings? Why don't we just get them all out on the table?
I have no comment about it. I enjoy Latin food.
You enjoy Latin food, so the Latin Kings are good in your book.
I have no problem with them.
I don't either, and I love their tags. Whenever I saw one on a desk in high school, I knew not to sit there ever again.
You really had gangs at your high school?
Well, I don't know that we had the gangs, but I know by the graffiti left on some of the desks in fucking Sharpie marker that some of the people were either in the gangs or they really wanted to scare all the other white kids into the school that they just moved to into thinking that they were in a gang.
Really? I wasn't aware of that.
Steve the LARPer is checking in here. He says that the Latin Kings own New Jersey as far as gangs are concerned.
I was not aware of that.
I don't know. Maybe we can get him to call in. He seems to know a lot about that. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, you don't know anything about the gangs?
I know nothing about gangs. I know nothing.
Was there ever like a gang that you wanted to be a part of? I don't know. Did they dance and throw... switchblades back and forth from hand to hand in a circle?
Are you referring to the movie West Side Story?
Either that or the Michael Jackson's Beat It video.
Right.
One of the two. Have you ever felt envious?
I was never part of any type of a gang. I never had any interest in that.
Were you ever part of a group of friends that named themselves?
No, of course.
You never called yourselves like the Jets?
Oh, come on.
Or the Dragons. No. We're the East Brunswick Dragons. We're afraid of shit and piss, but we got X-Acto blades.
The little blades that are little combs at the same time.
Wait, what was that about the combs?
Well, you ever see those those combs that look like switchblades?
I had one as a kid.
Okay.
Was that what you had in high school?
I did not have that, but in high school. However, what's that there? I used to walk around in high school with a comb in my back pocket, though.
I like how I'm watching the same camera as Germ Freak, apparently, and Dizzy Peach puts a fucking switchblade on Cam, and instantly he's distracted enough to say, "What's that there?" In mid-sentence.
And it says Dizzy Peach on it.
It does. It's amazing.
Interesting.
It is. Germ, would you ever get in a knife fight?
No, come on, you stuff. These are silly questions. I'm not going to get into a knife fight. What am I going to get into a knife fight with who? I don't hang
out. A Latin King.
Oh, don't be silly.
Doing an appraisal for a gang member. A real estate appraisal for a gang member. You don't know, because you don't know how to read tattoos. But one of his tattoos indicates he's part of, like, La Raza or some shit like that. I don't really know anything about it. I'm not talking ill of it. If that's what you're a part of, hey, God bless. I hope you have many more members and leave me alone. But let's say you're appraising one of their homes, and you come in a little bit lower than they thought their home was worth. And now, all of a sudden, you see yourself in the throes of a knife fight. Somehow, you have a knife in your hand. Do you continue the fight?
Well, of course I have to continue the fight. I'm not going to back down.
Oh, so you're just going to stab a Latin King then?
No, that's what you're going to do? No, you're putting words in my mouth, new style.
Oh, okay.
Well, how's about we change this, because you're getting me a little nervous now.
Are you afraid of gangs?
Of course, who isn't?
I mean, I'm kind of afraid of gangs. I'm not a fucking tough guy. I'm not going to go on an internet radio show and just say I'm going to stab a Latin King like you.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're trying to put words in my mouth. Listen to me. When you drive through Newark and Patterson, do you keep your doors locked? Of course.
Thanks for letting me answer.
Well, I know the answer.
Yeah, of course you do. I mean, I would lock my doors. And at night, I'm going to never stop at a red light.
But if you drive through Short Hills or something, you don't have to lock your
door. I always do, because you know why? I'm scared of rich whites.
Okay.
As scared as I am of poor blacks, I'm equally scared of rich whites with their shopping bags and fancy cars.
Okay.
It's like a nightmare to me to see somebody with a fucking blazer with the elbow patches on. I can't fucking deal with it.
Right.
I push my Honda right through the red light.
Okay. Have you ever actually gone through a red light, you know, because of you were in a situation where you were in an area that you were nervous about?
Yeah, one time in Basking Ridge, I saw this old guy who looked like he had a ton of money in his fucking Porsche. I couldn't stand it, man. I thought he was going to fucking steal my Honda. Drove right through.
Ridiculous. You shouldn't be afraid of white people.
Wait, why? Who should you be afraid of?
Well, you shouldn't be afraid of anybody, but, you know...
But if you're going to be afraid of somebody, then...
No, whatever. Let things come out right.
Mike Nice, what do you think of his statement about being how you should be afraid of blacks? I mean, he didn't say it, but he insinuated it. What do you think? I mean, seriously, what do you think, Mike Nice? Answer me, goddammit!
Ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I know you were silent as a form of a pensive pensive thought and just trying to come up with a way to deal with your frustration. But it is completely ridiculous the way you're reacting to people with different skin colors, Germ Freak.
I got no problem, dude, and I don't want to think that I do. I love all people.
I mean, do you appreciate like a white guy that'll try to sound a little bit more urban to fit in with his black friends?
Do I appreciate? I don't know if that's the correct terminology. I don't get it.
You don't get it. I mean, like, what don't you get about, like, is there anything about black speech or what can be perceived as black speech that really bugs you?
Well, I know that they have, a lot of times, there's something that black people say that I've never heard a white person say. And a lot of times I hear black people say, "That's what I'm talking about." whenever they discuss something, they go, "That's what I'm talking about." You know, what is that about? You know, I never hear white people say that.
You know, we know what you're talking about because you're saying it, so we know what you're talking about. You gotta repeat it. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't playing.
Right.
So you always hear them say, "That's what I'm talking about."
I've never heard a white person say that phrase. Never, ever, ever. I've only heard black people say it.
I've heard them say, a lot of blacks say, "Nah me," or "Nah I'm saying."
Right.
Yeah me.
Right.
I mean, we've even played this clip from, we found it on M Active, but it's pretty much the same thing.
Yada the me, for sure. Yada the me, yeah.
I mean, yada the mean. Who knows what the hell that means? But you somehow do know what he means.
Right.
So, what other things like frustrate you about black speech? I mean, you think they always say that's what I'm talking about.
Well, a lot of times you hear them say that. They'll make a statement, and they go, and they will say, that's what I'm talking about.
Or something will occur. Like, something will fall out of the sky, or something will explode, or someone will do something impressive, and then the other black guy in the room will say, that's what I'm talking about! Kind of Will Smith line in a movie.
Exactly.
It's pretty much, he has to memorize that line for every movie he makes. Must have been in iRobot at least 80 times.
That's what I'm talking about. Is the black man's version of "forget about it" by Italian people?
Nah, that no real Italian people say "forget about it."
Right. That's, I'm drawing at straws.
That's you're grasping at straws.
Oh.
Looking for anything to compare to.
Yeah. No, that's just something I hear. I hear people say that, but you know, whatever. I mean,
I've noticed some patterns among the blacks of what they say. For example, I've never heard a black man say asleep. I've never heard him say that word ever.
Really?
The ones I've heard say is like, "Yo, man, I ain't even heard your phone call because I was asleep." They've never said asleep. They're just sleep. You know what else I've never heard them say is, I've never heard them say, "God, that was a satisfying work day." That's something I've never heard them say. It's just a few phrases that you just don't hear blacks say.
Right,
Jerm. Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to try and find a black guy that idolizes a white man?
No. But you know what the things that black people don't say anymore are like things from the 70s where, they used to say, the big one in the 70s sitcoms was Jive Turkey. When's the last time you heard a black person say Jive Turkey?
You can still hear that, but you have to find a really old black guy.
Oh, really?
And it's hard to find an out-of-touch black guy because for some reason there is some fucking chain letter going around in the black community that keeps everybody up to date. Pristine is checking in here. Pristine Sneakers, a guy who preys on girls that used to watch Beauty and the Beast over and over again and get that red to them before they go to bed, and currently wear 36 promiscuous rubber bands. He's suggesting something that he used to hear blacks say they don't say anymore, like similar to bad meaning good. He says, I remember when I used to say yes, massa. That was something he misses. You just don't hear it anymore. It's gone the way of the dodo. Jerm, are you okay?
I'm fine. Listen to you.
Why are you silent?
I'm listening to you talk. I don't want to go over your speech there.
It's okay. So what are you going to do once we end this show? Are you going to go up and check on your daughter at all?
I'll probably kiss my daughter, go into my daughter's rooms and give her a kiss goodnight.
You going to throw out any of her bracelets?
I will discuss the bracelet situation with my wife, Donna, and choose the appropriate course of action. And I will probably have another Smirnoff Luxe tea.
You gonna give her some butterfly kisses?
Oh.
What's wrong?
I don't know. I mean, do you get some kind of pleasure out of this new style?
No.
There's two things I know for sure. She was sent here from heaven, and she's daddy's little girl.
Do you feel that way about your daughters?
I need
I do, and by you playing this, it's making me very sad. And it's making my insides
and I thank God for all of the joy in my life.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right,
Think about those butterfly kisses, Germ. Think about it. These butterfly kiss days are numbered. It's gonna be creepy soon.
The pony, Daddy, it's my first ride. I know the cake looks funny, Daddy, but I sure tried.
Oh, doesn't that get you in the heartstrings? Doesn't that pull at your heartstrings, Germ?
I'm speechless.
Why are you speechless?
Because what are you trying? What are you doing? Why do I continue? I asked you to stop
Sweet 16 today.
Sweet 16 today, Germ.
She's looking like her mother.
She's starting to look like her mother. Boys are coming around with bouquets.
One part woman,
the other part girl. From perfume and makeup. From bracelets and Beauty and the Beast. Germ, come on, man. He hung up. Or no, he didn't. Did you hang up?
I'm here.
Are you okay?
I'm not okay.
Butterfly kisses after bedtime prayer. Stick a little white flower.
Does this just make you cry? Just think about this. You're going to go up to your daughter's bedroom and kiss her goodnight. But this song, yeah. Oh, doesn't that hurt you? Doesn't that hurt you, Germ? Germ, did your daughter ever kiss you on the lips? When she was a little girl.
Has it happened in my life? Of course.
Did she ever say, Daddy, if it's okay, I only want to kiss you on the cheek this time?
That may have occurred.
Did that make you sad?
I went to the bathroom and I cried.
How did you excuse yourself?
I had to excuse myself.
How? What did you say?
I said, I have to, I just said goodnight and I left the room and did what I had to do.
To deserve her love every morning and butterfly kisses.
You're gonna give her a butterfly kiss tonight, there, Germ, one last time. She's approaching double digits. She's not gonna appreciate that shit when she's 12 or 13. Like the wind, the years go by, Germ. Do you realize that? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Mike Nice, what do you think about Germ wanting, you know, to have his kids stay forever young? I mean, what do you think he should do with his daughter right now? I mean, if you were to decide one thing that he could do, would it be butterfly kisses or something else?
Oh, my God, son. Snuggle.
You know what? You're goddamn right. He should snuggle her real quick because she's approaching 10 rapidly. We won't be able to do it ever again pretty soon. Your snuggling days are almost up, Germ.
They're not up. They will continue.
They're almost up.
I disagree.
Almost up.
Nope.
Spread your wings and fly.
Listen to this.
She'll change her name today.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
She'll make a promise.
And you'll give her away.
Give her
you
away.
Will give her away, Germ.
Standing in the bridegroom, just staring.
Thinking about Beauty and the Beast.
She asked me what I'm thinking. And I said, I'm not.
You're just
sure.
Thinking of provincial life.
I feel
and.
Like I'm losing my baby girl.
Oh, you're losing your baby girl. Doesn't that hurt?
She leaned over.
And said, Daddy, let me be a fucking adult for once, all right? I'm fucking getting married here, for Christ's sakes. Let me be a fucking adult. And then what would you tell her, Jim?
Just as long as she takes care of me, that's all that matters.
What if she refuses?
I will not, listen, my daughter, that will not happen with my kids. They respect me.
They will not. They respect you.
They will not be in cars performing oral sex. They will not have premarital sex.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And they will listen and obey me.
And they're going to have halos until they're 53.
Absolutely.
That's right. They're going to be perfect angels.
Absolutely. I raised my kids.
They're definitely not going to be masturbating with household objects, ever.
All right. You know what? Enough. For you to even... Enough.
When they get older, Germ, they get curious.
Enough, new style.
18 or so? You don't think they're going to be impaling themselves on the fucking ottoman?
Listen. You know, if my daughter's names were Barb, then I would have to say yes.
Oh, so now it's a shot at Barb. Just because Barb may like the occasional object introduced.
It's not occasional, but let's whatever.
the daily object. Thrice daily, even.
Okay, so let's not even get into that whole masturbatory thing. That's very uncalled for, and it's rude, and it's unjustified.
But you're trying to deflect.
I'm trying to deflect and transfer the topic onto something else.
Curiosity. That's what happens. An idle mind, as they say, Jerm, is a devil's workshop.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, well, that's what it is. That's what it is. Every time your little kids sit there with nothing to do, they're thinking up ways to impale shit in themselves. That's what it happens. That's the reality of it. And if you know, your son, I forget what his name is. What's
his
your son's
name? His name is Luke.
Luca?
Luke.
Does he sleep with the fishes?
His name is Luke, not Luco Brazza.
Well, Brazzi. Where does he actually live? Does he live on the second floor, Jim? I mean, even him. He's not looking to impale stuff in him, maybe. But he's trying to put himself in something. He's trying to get a little bit of Luca inside a couch.
My name is Luca.
I fucked the couch on the second floor. Masturbated in. Yes, I think you've caught me before. Jerm, what would happen if you caught your son jacking it? What would you tell him?
What makes you think I haven't already happened?
How old is he?
3.
I'm pretty sure he hasn't been jacking off at 3 years old.
But he touches it.
What do you tell him?
I just move his hand away.
Now, does he have the grip down?
No.
Okay.
At all.
He's just poking at it right now.
He's playing the guitar with it, pretty much.
Wait, he's got like a hand working the frets? How fucking...
Huh?
Go ahead.
No, he's not grasping it. He's just, you know, he knows it's there and...
He's like fucking Stevie Ray Vaughan with his cock. He can't read music, but he can fucking make it happen.
Yeah. I mean, do you think anybody was going to get that new style?
I bet you Pristine got it.
I mean, why don't you pick another dead musician?
B.I.G.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, you know, whatever. I mean, he's just a young, he's only 3 years old, and he does good.
Are you going to be more protective of your daughters than your son?
Of course.
Of course. So your son is free to leave the house and marry?
No.
Is he free to date women?
When he's 18.
What about, wait a minute, you're going to forbid him, if the hottest girl at school is ready to fucking blow him, if he goes out on some shitty date at 16, you're going to forbid it?
You know, I'm not the kind of father who gets charged out of seeing a son, you know, fuck a chick, you know, that's not my thing.
Would you have wanted your dad to be, dad's thing?
I that would be wrong.
What, to want your son to be successful with women?
In due time. In due time.
In due time. Like, you know, chip off the old block.
Yep.
You want him to be living the satisfied life that you're living.
Right, right, right.
Jeremy, are you upset? I mean, did I go too far today?
Yes, I think you did. Right. Wait, several times with the music and everything, and I'm not sure what you're trying to prove to people in here.
Whoa, look at the time. Wow. Well, got a lot of people to thank. I want to thank Germ Freak for calling in. I want to thank Germ Freak's kids for just being a part of the show. And Germ Freak's kids' friends for being a part of the show. And all you people out there that download, listen live, listen on thereisnoradio.com and in the Pal Talk room. Also Spickle, because Spickle's a good guy. And he's been MIA lately. I want to also end the show by saying, James Gum, where the fuck are you?
No.